Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, it's Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. In the studio with me this morning is Lexi Mendoza. She joins us every Monday at 10:30 to talk about digital advertising and digital strategies, advertising strategies. There's all kinds of, this is just so in-depth, and it changes, seems like every day there's something new coming out, or there's a new way to advertise and to reach your core audience. Mm-hmm. Go to adxdigitalmarketing.com. You can call them here at the office, 262-6000, or shoot them an email. That's connect, right, at adxdigitalmarketing.com. Yep. Lexi, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm hungry.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
So hungry. We were talking about Chick-fil-A.
Ready for some breakfast.
On the break. I'm always talking about Chick-fil-A here on the show. But let's talk about digital marketing as we do every Monday. You said you were going to talk about something that I've not heard of yet, and this is mobile conquesting.
Yeah.
This just to me just seems like when I hear that phrase, I just think of somebody on their phone like playing Battleship or some kind of like medieval app game where they're like, I killed all your people. You know, I don't know. Mobile conquest.
I saw Dune this weekend. So.
Oh, you did? How was that? How was that?
It was good. It was very long. It probably could have been one, maybe fewer battle.
Hmm. Okay.
But overall, great. You know?
Awesome. Yeah.
So, and I just started that series. Like, we watched the first one the night before we saw the second one. So it was fresh in the mind, which I would definitely recommend.
Nice.
Because there's just a lot going on. So yeah. It's hard to follow if you don't remember every little thing that happens.
Right. Movie reviews with Lexi Mendoza here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Exactly.
So
mobile conquesting.
Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
So it's one of our products that we offer here at ADX Digital. And it's a pretty popular one. It's been around for a good amount of time. We have, you know, a good amount of campaigns running this product. And you know, you're not too far off, Jake. It is your mobile device. So it's basically just all ads that are served to your mobile device. You know, we have many different products. Some of those are cross-device, meaning they can serve across desktop, tablet, mobile. You know, we have connected device offerings as well. But specifically with this mobile conquesting products, it is all of the ads are served directly to your mobile phone. And it's you know, because everybody is on their mobile device all of the time. And so it's really reaching people when they're on the go, when they're traveling, when they're at work, when they're moving around. And so it's a very successful product. And with it, we can do a lot of different targeting strategies to hit the correct consumer.
I think a lot of people, when they listen to the show, if they're not already involved in the marketing aspect of their business or their company, who are you trying to reach? Who is the person that you want to walk in and talk to ADX Digital? Is it just big businesses? Is it small businesses? Is it local? Is it national? Who are you reaching here?
Yeah, you know, it's all types of businesses. Anybody who is looking to reach their consumer. And you know, spread brand awareness and also increase sales. So digital is really great for really tracking return on investment, and we can do that in multiple ways. Like with digital, you have that kind of one-to-one where we're able to track website activity. If people are clicking on certain buttons on your page or reviewing certain pages of your website, we can track all of that. If you want to track people that are actually coming to your business, which is great with specifically this product, mobile conquesting, we can do that as well. And so it's really just, it works for everybody. There's a product for everybody. And you know, we're going to dive a little bit into that, but specifically for mobile conquesting, like this product is specifically for people who are trying to see a return on investment and who want to see an increase in on-site visit tracking. So for example, like if you're a restaurant, obviously people coming to your business is very important. If you're a HVAC company, you know, you're probably looking to get more calls than you would direct visits to your business. And so it varies on the type of business. But mobile conquesting, I will say, is definitely a good product if you want to track those on-site visits, because that is included in the product purchase if you purchase mobile conquesting.
Would this work for, say, a big event? If somebody just had a huge like festival or a huge event happening somewhere, could they utilize this?
Yeah, that's a great question. Mobile conquesting is great for events because what we can do is we can geofence. So geofencing is a really big strategy for mobile conquesting specifically. We can do it with some other products as well, but the reason it really shines with this product is because you can actually do it by day. Like you just said, we can target a specific event. There's more flexibility. So you can target, you know, an event. You can target, if we want to target just the Blue Wahoo Stadium during home games, you know, that's something that we can do with mobile conquesting. Wow. So we're able to draw a radius, meaning we start with an address and then we'll go out like point one or point two, depending on how big the area is. But the idea of geofencing is to be a more niche area and to hit either a specific business or a specific location where a concert is or a stadium or whatever it may be. And so we're just targeting people who are at that location, at that concert, at that event, while they're at the event. And then also we layer on geo-retargeting so we can continue to serve them ads after they leave the event. Because with digital, frequency is very important. And we want to make sure that somebody is getting served the ad on average at least three times, because a lot of people need to see an ad at least three times before they're going to go to your business or buy a product or visit your website or whatever the conversion or the action may be. So yes, mobile conquesting is a great product for geofencing. And one thing too with geofencing with this product that you don't get with our other products is you actually get to see a breakout in our monthly reporting. So you're able to see a report that shows you the actual locations that we're geofencing and how many impressions or how many clicks that you're seeing from each of those geofenced locations. So if you do want to geofence, you know, a Blue Wahoos game or multiple Blue Wahoos games, you can look in your report and see, okay, this is how many people saw my ad and then clicked on it from those specific games. So you can get really granularity of reporting when it comes to this product with geofencing.
Granularity. I like that word. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, you know, and even now when you advertise in a magazine or a newspaper or something like that, you don't know how many people are actually viewing the ad. You don't know how many people it's actually reaching or how many people can convert with that. But with these new strategies and these new ways to report, you've got it down to the number. Like, you know exactly how many people saw that ad and clicked on it, and you can report that back to the customer.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's why I love digital so much, is because, you know, we have monthly report reviews with all of our clients. I have three coming up this week to go through last week's report with my clients, and I get to show them how many people saw their ad, how many people clicked it. You know, we get to dive into those conversions too, like how many people clicked the book button on their page to buy tickets, or how many people, you know, viewed their menu or things like that. Like, all of these are different ways to track these conversions or these actions on people's site. And then we can use that to help guide the client as well. Like, if there are people visiting a certain page and not signing up or something like that, like, we're able to kind of draw insights from people's actions on the website.
Like a diagnostic test.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To help identify if we should edit the website, if we should edit the creative, like that continues to just help our strategy to evolve and help to improve. It helps to improve the campaign as we're running it. And so we kind of discuss these optimizations with the client in real time during the report review. And we kind of decide, do we need to add something to the creative? Maybe we need to change the call to action. So instead of saying learn more, it says buy now. Or, you know, maybe we need to refresh the creative and we just need to add in a new creative because people have been seeing the same creative for a month and now they want to see something different. And so there's just a lot of different opportunities to optimize or improve, I guess is another word for optimize, to really improve that campaign and make sure that we're continuing to get eyeballs on the creative and to get those people to take action.
This approach is great because somebody might come in and they might know their target audience and who that is, but you're helping them understand how they react and how they, you know, basically how they live, how they act.
Yeah.
And that can be just, you know, information that's just crucial to a business to survive, really.
Exactly. And, you know, a couple other things we can do with this mobile conquesting to really help understand the audience more. It's actually called an audience DNA report. So essentially what that is we're able to kind of pool the audience And especially with the geofencing, we're actually able to take the geofenced location and we're able to pull the top 10 attributes of people in that geofenced area who either visited the client's location or clicked on your ad. So based on that geofence, we can actually pull insights based on browsing activity and people's offline activities and where they're taking their mobile phones and things like that. But we're able to like show clients like, hey, you know, most of the people who saw this ad or engaged with this ad are business owners or are, you know, foodies or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like we can pull specific characteristics out of the consumers that are engaging with their ad. And again, that can really help to drive the campaign to understand like, oh, maybe we need to add this into the targeting parameters of the campaign, because again, we can also do those behavioral targeting segments with mobile conquesting. And that's actually, you know, we don't want to just geofence a campaign. We want to be able to layer in other segments or other targeting strategies as well. And so that's why, you know, getting those insights are important, because then we can help to adjust the behavioral strategies as well. And to reiterate what behavioral is, so behavioral targeting is actually targeting people based on their online and offline behaviors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what they're browsing online, what they're buying online, their offline actions, so where they are going, what forms they're filling out, things that they're signing up for, like all of that will be able to put people in these specific categories. For example, like one of our behavioral categories that we offer is fit moms. So that's obviously somebody who is a mother, has children, and likes to exercise or work out. So like we can get very specific with those behavioral targets just based on the online and offline behaviors of the consumers. And we can use all of these when we're identifying and figuring out a strategy for a campaign to reach the consumers that we want to purchase the service or the product. Mm.
Whenever you present these insights to somebody, do you ever see like a light bulb go off and they're just like, oh, that's what I should be doing?
Yeah, no, yeah. I have. I mean, I think it is really cool, especially like I think that happens, you know, in the report stage a lot, mm-hmm. as we're kind of going through all of the insights. And it's exciting. It's exciting to kind of go through and sit down in a meeting and kind of go through the strategies and understand like, oh, everybody is landing on this page, but then going to this page. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's great. Like it's much better to see people, even if they're not signing up for something right away, at least there's still that interest to drive to another page and read more about the product or service, you mm-hmm. know, but then maybe that means we need to edit some things on the website or the way that we're driving or whatever the call to action is and where we're driving them mm-hmm. and things like that. So it is like a little bit of a puzzle, but it's fun to kind of like get it figured out and, you know, really try to make a very effective campaign for the client.
My guest this morning is Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital. Go to ADXDigitalMarketing.com, shoot him an email, connect@ADXDigitalMarketing.com, or give him a call here at the office, 262-6000. Talking about mobile conquesting this morning. If you have questions or comments, let us know, 437-1620, and we will get your answers right here on the air. Yeah, mm-hmm. this is just fascinating to me how we're using this technology and how we can, track our potential customer base and learn kind of how they do things and then be able to advertise to them on our own terms in a way. One thing I wanted to ask you, and this is kind of frivolous, but somebody walked up to me at church the other day and they're like, hey, when you've got that digital lady on the show, I want you to ask her a question. I'm like, okay, this is going to be good, right? So I was prepared for anything, but no, it was actually pretty smart. It was like, okay, so and I'm going to talk like they talked. All right, so like when I'm talking about Cracker Barrel and I say, man, I really love Cracker Barrel, and then I get in my car and I check my phone and then there's an ad for Cracker Barrel. Are they listening to me? Like, is that... that's my impression, but
yeah, I loved that.
Is there any validity to that? Is there any truth to that? Is that just a conspiracy theory?
Yeah, so I think specifically there, it would have to be some sort of voice activated ad, which to my knowledge, there has not been anything that has been released. Like it's mm-hmm. definitely not something that we would offer. And in my experience with all of the different products across the digital landscape, I am not aware of that sort of product, but I do get that a lot. Like a lot of people are like, and even when I'm talking about stuff and then I go on, you know, Instagram or whatever, and I see an ad about what I'm talking about. Like I definitely see that happening, but there is, and what I've experienced, like I don't have any validity to back up, you know, that, or I haven't seen anything that backs up that that is actually an ad offering anywhere, but it is something I am curious about as well.
Well, I think about Cracker Barrel a lot, so I'm not surprised because I've usually typed, at some point I've searched for it in my maps or I've typed in like, what is the daily special, you know, something, you know, so
and then that's, that would be retargeting. So that is, or behavioral, exactly. So if you've done research before to look, you know, at where Cracker Barrel is, if you, or if you have even gone to the Cracker Barrel website in the past and then you get served an ad, that would be retargeting because retargeting is serving an ad to somebody who's already been to your website and they could have gotten to your website via an ad or they could have gotten to your website organically just by searching. But regardless of how they got there, retargeting is serving an ad to somebody who has already visited the website. And the idea would be to get them back to the website. So yeah, I'm going to, so with geofencing, I do want to hone in a little bit more and talk about our sales funnel because the sales funnel is kind of an important approach when it comes to figuring out the best geofencing strategy. And what the sales funnel is it's just different people at different stages of the buying funnel. So I'm talking essentially about consumers. You know, there's, it starts with branding and awareness, right? So people are learning about the product, they're learning about the service. Next comes consideration and evaluation. So that's when people are thinking, okay, maybe I'll buy this product or service. And then it's the conversion stage, which is where they're like, all right, I am going to buy this product or service. And so with geofencing, a lot of people use it for competitive. And it is an effective strategy that way, but it also needs to go more than that. So for example, if you're a restaurant and you want to target other restaurants that are, you know, similar price point, you can do that. So people who are at a restaurant maybe pretty close to where yours is, they'll get served an ad when they're at that restaurant as well as when they leave. So they'll continue to get your ad. And then maybe next time, the idea would be maybe next time, like they'll go to your restaurant instead. So that's kind of how it can be used competitively. But it's also important that you consider people higher up in that branding and awareness stage because you don't want to hit people who are ready to convert all the time. You know, for example, like HVAC companies or auto repair companies, like competitive could work there too as well because a lot of people go to these a couple different locations to get quotes before they purchase. But again, you want to like, you want to expand that strategy outside of just competitive and try and get people who are just at the beginning stages of the branding and awareness. And so that's kind of where that behavioral comes in, where people have maybe started to research a little bit about it, or they're trying to get more information about, you know, that specific type of product or service. So that way you're still getting people who are higher up and not ready to buy yet, because you don't want to miss them. You don't want to get them after they've already bought something, you know, from one of your competitors or something like that. So the sales funnel is an important consideration when it comes to how we develop like the targeting strategy as well and why we want to layer on different strategies. So that behavioral plus the geofencing and not just do the geofencing.
I can see like a scenario where if you have like a holistic shop, you know, where you sell holistic products and you're located sort of near a massage therapy wellness place that also does holistic treatments.
Yeah.
That could be a great funnel right there. Just get yourself in line for that.
Yeah. And you know, like, especially like a good one is if you are, you know, a company that offers, maybe it's like a granite company who offers, if you're remodeling your kitchen and you want to get new granite countertops or any sort of like home services companies. Like something could, a good geofencing opportunity could be to geofence stores like Home Depot or Lowe's or any of those kind of like home development, improvement, stores. So that way, you know, because people usually in Home Depot or Lowe's or even like Home Goods and TJ Maxx are looking to maybe like decorate their home. Maybe they just moved. You know, maybe they're trying to build something within their home or add on to their home or whatever it may be. So that's kind of hitting that higher funnel as well. Or you can even go like for example, we can geofence the beach. If it's a business, like a restaurant, for example, that wants to let people know who are coming to visit, like, hey, we're here, you know, when you get sick of the beach and you want to go to dinner somewhere else that's not on the beach, like, come on over to Pensacola and eat at our restaurant. So we can geofence the beach, target people who are coming to stay at hotels on the beach specifically, and everybody on the beach will then get your ad and you know, want to come to your restaurant. So there's a lot of different strategies with geofencing, and it is a really, it's a really cool strategy, especially when it comes to geofencing, because you get that granular report. So yeah, it's a great product, and we have it running across a lot of different campaigns, and we are seeing success with it. So, and with it, you get video and display for the same price, which is another great thing. Because a lot of times video and display are separate products. With mobile conquesting, you get four different display sizes. One of those is your full screen ad that takes up your whole phone. And then you have some smaller size display ads, which, you know, we're able to help build those ads if you don't have ads. All we need is a couple images. You can advise us on what copy you'd want to include, and we're happy to build out those display ads for you.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and then if you do have a video ad as well that you want to run with the mobile conquesting product as well, you can definitely do that as well, because we can have up to four different display sizes as well as a video with this product. Hmm.
I think that's what keeps a lot of people from taking the next step in marketing and advertising their business, is the digital side of it. Well, I don't know how to format all this. I don't know what pics to use. I don't, you know, they've never done that before.
Yeah.
But you guys can handle all that.
Yeah. No, we've got somebody in house. Shout out to Sarah. She's great.
Sarah, yay.
She builds all of our display ads, and you know, she's very creative. She is really great at developing them. So, yeah, we're happy to help.
Yeah, ADX Digital Marketing. Go to adxdigitalmarketing.com. Give them a call at the office, 262-6000, or send them an email, connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. Lexi Mendoza, my guest this morning. She's here every Monday at 10:30. Join us next week. We will dive into more of this digital marketing landscape here. And thank you so much, Lexi, for being
here. Thank you.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.